As details emerge regarding President Donald Trump's executive order this week meant to end the separation of children from their parents when families are apprehended at the U.S. border, let's consider the court of public opinion with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, I'm sure there's a wide degree of accord regarding the child separation policy that has now been terminated.
Indeed. There have been three polls conducted in the last week or two that I'm aware of asking about this policy, wherein people who enter the country illegally have their children separated from them. The wording was different in all three, yet the results were remarkably similar. 67% in a CBS News poll said the policy is unacceptable. Exactly the same percent, 67%, in a CNN poll said they disapprove of the policy. And it was 66% in a Quinnipiac poll who said that they oppose the policy as well. And clearly that type of disapproval got through to the White House, and we saw what happened earlier this week.
Let's take up other aspects of immigration, the wall, DACA.
What's consistent in the data is that the majority of Americans oppose spending more money on building a wall between the U.S. border and Mexico. And this has been very evident in the data for years. We just re-asked it, and we decided we would make the wording a little looser. We simply said significantly expanding the construction of walls along the U.S.-Mexico border. We didn't say building a wall along the entire border from San Diego to Brownsville, Texas. We didn't mention money, you know, the billions and billions that it would cost. We simply said expanding the construction of walls, and 57% say they're opposed, 41% in favor. And that kind of majority disapproval is what we have found across a variety of wording that we have used here at Gallup in the past and that other pollsters have as well. But of course, when we disaggregate the data, we find Republicans are very much in favor of it, Democrats very opposed. And of course, the White House, Congress, controlled by Republicans, and they're going to do what their constituents want, or at least what the constituents are going along with, and that is allocating money to build a wall.
Is that level of disparity similar for Dreamers?
It is not. Actually, there's a widespread agreement, which is very unusual when we ask about this idea of allowing immigrants who were brought here illegally as children the chance to become U.S. citizens. And we said in the question wording, if they meet certain requirements over a period of time. Overall, we have 83% of Americans who support that policy, and although there's about a 10 or 15-point difference, it's well above 60% of Republicans and well above 80% of Democrats who say yes to that. So here's an instance where both Republicans and Democrats say yes, do something about the Dreamers.
On the same topic, let's turn to regard for so-called sanctuary cities.
We phrase that in terms of the negative, banning sanctuary cities. And, of course, those are cities where they say U.S. agencies trying to enforce federal immigration laws will not be cooperated with by their local government. Well, 50% of Americans actually say they agree we should ban sanctuary cities, at least worded the way we worded it. Almost as many say we should not ban them. So there's very mixed opinion, unlike the walls and DACA, very mixed opinions on the part of the American public on the idea of enforcing the laws in those sanctuary cities.
Frank, we've spoken often over the course of his term about the president's approval rating, but I understand Gallup has new data exploring regard for his characteristics.
Yes, we ask Americans whether or not 11 different characteristics applied to President Trump or not. And these are characteristics we have used over the past for other presidents as well. It's kind of interesting. Let me give you the three characteristics that are above average for Trump. Intelligent, 58% of Americans say yes, intelligent applies to Trump. Strong and decisive leader, 51%, and a person who can bring about the change this country needs, that's 50%. So those are the three that we say here at Gallup are the strengths on a relative basis for Donald Trump. Now, where he scores below average, these would be weaknesses, would be working well with both parties in Washington. Only 31% say that applies. Choosing good advisors and cabinet officers, it's hard to argue that Trump has done that given the huge turnover in his cabinet and among advisors in the White House, and that's very low for Trump. Is a person you admire, is likable, and is honest and trustworthy. And I was thinking about this as I was writing this up, Dave. He himself might not think these are so bad. In other words, he likes to view himself as intelligent. We know that. He's talked about himself many times as having a high IQ and being very smart. And clearly, he views himself as strong and decisive in bringing about changes, and that's what Americans give him at least relative credit for. The fact that he's not seen as likable and not admired, maybe he wouldn't care so much, because that's not his style. We all know that Trump's style is extremely combative by definition. That's the way he negotiates. He's in business. He's doing it now in Washington. So maybe on some of these things he would say, well, that's okay. I'm not here to be liked. I'm here to bring about change.
How about this one specifically that asks about whether he puts the country's interests ahead of his own political interests?
Yes, that's an interesting question, because some have argued, as we saw with the North Korean leader, right? He talked about putting hotels on those beautiful, unspoiled beaches. I don't think he said Trump hotels, but he said you could put hotels there. So clearly it always brings to mind the fact that Trump is a business person and still has an ongoing Trump empire that is percolating along, even though he's not actively involved in it. But when we come to this dimension, puts the country's interests ahead of his own political interests, 43% say that applies, and that's right at average, because his approval rating is right at that 43 to 45% rate at this point.
Though it sounds like it flies in the face of his mantra to drain the swamp.
That's right. And one of the dimensions we asked about was managing the government effectively, which certainly he said, I'm a business person, billionaire, I can manage the government effectively, but he just gets 41% credit for that. That's not down at the bottom of the list, but it is not above average at all. So despite the fact that he is a business person and came in to drain the swamp, Americans aren't giving him any undue positive credit for being able to manage the government in Washington.
Frank, do you have a sense of whether these characteristic ratings have evolved or instead are fairly fixed ever since he emerged as the candidate going down the escalator?
We looked at that very carefully, and they have not changed a lot. We actually asked about these when he was a candidate, some of them, and then we've asked about them over the last year and 4 or 5 months that he's been in office, and we haven't seen a great deal of change on most of these.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.